This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another hectic week for lawmakers.
Senate Bill 391.
Missouri senators turned Monday evening into Tuesday morning with Senate Bill 391, a measure that seeks to modify provisions relating to county health ordinances. During floor discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City was able to add language to the proposal.
A part of the environmental movement and a part of the agriculture movement can come together.
Senator Ed Emery of Lamar was later successful in adding to this amendment.
I see some value in some of the things that you're trying to do.
Senate Bill 391 is now in the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 225.
Tuesday afternoon and evening were dedicated to House Bill 225. Senator Gary Romine of Farmington is the handler. He says this measure would modify provisions relating to workforce development.
Designed for those that are 25 years or older or have been out of education for more than 2 years.
During floor dialogue, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur voiced her opposition to an attempt to add what supporters call empowerment scholarship accounts to the proposal.
It's set up so the money doesn't come directly into general revenue.
House Bill 225 has been set aside for future talks.
Senate Bill 224.
Wednesday afternoon became overnight when the Missouri Senate took up Senate Bill 224. Sponsor, Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville, says his measure would modify various Supreme Court rules relating to discovery. During floor discussion, he said there are three reasons for this proposal.
Narrow scope, increase efficiency, and make sure that we are progressing cases more quickly.
But Senator Scott Sifton of Afton wonders if these changes are necessary.
Would apply to substantially every non-criminal action that would be governed by the Missouri Rules of Civil Procedure.
Senate Bill 224 now has preliminary Missouri Senate approval and would need another positive vote before it could move to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Next week, we will really start having some fun.
So, you know, some of us are still hopeful.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says with only 2 weeks left in session, the most pressing legislation becomes top priority. Missouri Senate Assistant Minority Floor Leader Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City adds, just because there are fewer days left does not mean things cannot get done. The first regular session of the 100th General Assembly will end at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 17th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.